in my heart was like, it's like somebody putting fire on butter. It just melted right out of me. He melted that resistance. I felt it just drain right out of me. I say, Lord, anybody that loved me the way you say you love me can't have nothing bad for them. I say, Lord, you ain't got nothing bad for me. If you love me this much, I know you ain't got nothing bad for me up here. So I say, Lord, just do whatever you want. I'll be anything you want me to do. I will go anywhere.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
KAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power, beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Jesus. Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
How many folk know God has favored you in your life? Through your ups and downs and all that you've been through, God has favored you when the devil thought he was done with you. And, oh, my God. Isn't God faithful? I said, isn't he faithful? Come on, give him some praise if he's faithful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you afresh now, doing this word and in your people what you desire. Open unto us our eyes, our ears, our hearts and our minds, and let your spirit deposit in us the truth you'll have us to know. And then, God, give us power to walk by these principles and to embrace them as your word, your will, and your way, and look forward to the manifestation of it in our lives. And God, we'll be ever so careful to give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, and the people of God said, amen. Well, come on, give the Lord another hand of praise. Amen, amen. From the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, I want to just read verse 7, but verse 8 is where we will spend our focus for this hour. Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. But verse 8 says, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. We were talking about in verse 7 how to be blessed, and one of the things that Jeremiah is doing in this 17th chapter is contrasting the difference between the ungodly and the godly. The man who is blessed because of his relationship and his position and place and prosperity in God, over against the evil and the wicked man, and how he does not prosper in the end. And so one of the things that I think we need to recognize, there were three words that I really lifted up out of verse 7. Just want you to know for the note takers, the word blessed, because it starts off there and it's talking about other verses, other translations call this word happy. And so it's a helpful holy hint that if you're blessed, you ought to be happy. There ought to be some signs. Folk ought to see the joy of the Lord on your face. There ought to be something about you that resembles him. So when you're blessed, guess what? You ain't even got to tell nobody you're blessed. So you're happy. But then there was another word that says trusteth. And it didn't say trust as in a single occasion. It didn't say trust it as in a past occasion. It says trust it as in a continual mode of operation. In other words, we are to continually trust God every day of our lives in every situation, because the trust suggests that we do have the confidence in God that though our situation might look bleak, our source is still strong. And so when you know that, you trust in God when you can't trust in yourself. You trust in God when you can't trust in others. You trust in God continually, for he is not a man that he should lie. And then the next word was hope, from which three other words that are very significant to this whole process must be known. And they are, again, trust. Hope represents trust. It represents confidence, and it represents refuge. And what this word hope is, because hope holds you together till your breakthrough comes. Hope holds you together till the manifestation of the promise comes. Hope holds you together and is your cheerleader to know that God has never failed you and he's not about to fail you now. So hope says you've got to trust, have confidence, and know that God is your refuge. And so when you begin to understand it from that perspective, then you understand that the last three words of that verse says the Lord is, and whose hope the Lord is. But that phrase the Lord is carries on so many open opportunities for what the Lord is. And one of the things that I'm grateful about is if you read through the book of Psalms, Psalm 18 and 2, it gives you about 7 or 8 things the Lord is. And then you go to 23rd Psalms and it talks about the Lord is my shepherd. And then you go to the 27th Psalms and it talks about the Lord is my light and my salvation. And you just keep on and it talks about the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. And you just walk on through the Psalms and it tells you about this phrase, the Lord is. But all of that is a foundation for you having your relationship with God and being able to say what the Lord is to you. He's your way maker. He's your door opener. He's your help, your strength, your healer, your whatever it is, the Lord still is. Not he was, not he has been, not he will be, but he is. And then we move on to verse 8, where it tells you about this blessed man in a greater degree. Look at what he says. For he shall be as a tree planted. Now look at this. One thing that you must know agriculturally is this, that plants don't plant themselves. While weeds grow in various places, and there are indigenous plants that grow up in certain places, but when one is planted, it means that there is a gardener or a husbandman, as they are called,
who takes the plant from the place where it is and places it where it is more productive. All right, where it gives more value, more beauty. And so one of the things you've got to know about the blessed person is God has a way of taking you from where you are and planting you where you'll be more productive, where you'll be appreciated and your beauty appreciated, where you will illuminate and elevate wherever you are planted at. And so one of the things he makes clear is that he plants you where you can be more productive. For the rest of the verse says, by the waters. Y'all not getting this? All right, now he knows the plant. And he also knows the place. And he wants the plant in the new place to be more productive than where it has been. He takes it from where it's least benefited and put it where it's most benefited. He takes it from where it's doing the least good and plants it where it does the most good. And he plants it by the waters. Now look at this. This is no mistake. See, that's one of the things that you got to understand, that God knows where he's placing you. You might not like it. You might not want to be there. You might have wished you were where you were. But when God plants you, can I tell you, he knows what he's doing. Now, not only does he know what he's doing now, but he knows what he's doing for later. Now, he plants you by the waters. One translation says streams. But notice what it goes on to say. And that spreadeth out her roots by the river. Now, one of the things, again, that's important to understand about this text is it's saying that you have a participatory part. God plants you where he wants you to be. But if you're going to get the benefit of your new place and become as productive as God wants you, you're going to have to do your part. Amen. Now listen to this. The root system is underground. It's not seen. So when it stretches out, its design is to stretch out where life-giving, life-supporting water is. He don't plant the tree in the water. Hence the saying, you can lead a horse to water, but y'all hear me? And so he plants it near the water because God, if ever there's going to be a mutual beneficial relationship, he does his part, but you got to do your part. And the word says, listen again, that it spreaded her roots by the river. Now that means this clearly, that the root system could go in the opposite way of the water. But there is a part in that tree that makes it desire to go to the watering source by the rivers. Now, you understand this because what I want you to understand is when God plants you in a place, you don't automatically become successful or productive just because he's planted you there. He planted you for success, but you got to do your part to be successful. And listen to this. Your part is not always where folks see you. The roots are underneath the ground. Folk don't see the roots growing. All they know is you look good. And the rest of the verse is going to show you that you look good, but they don't know how you look good and why you look good, because you're going to see that there are also some other trees around. And there are some other plants around, but they don't look good as you do. Lord, I wish I had a helper here. Look at what the word says. And that spreadeth out her roots by the river. Now look at this next part. And shall not see when heat cometh. I looked up this word heat and I was amazed at the definition. Do you know literally what this word heat means? It means to be made hot under the collar. It means when they say, that burns me up. It's not talking about temperature heat. It's talking about the situations and circumstances that will cause you to boil and overload. Overheat. Lose it. And shall not see when heat cometh. Why? Because the heat, which is representative of trouble, of problems, of lies, of trials, of people, of problems, all of those things represent heat. And shall not see when heat come. As a matter of fact, the folk around you will be more heated up than you. Have you ever been around somebody that said, man, I wouldn't take that. Girl, you a fool. I wouldn't take that if I were you. Get all mad and get the, hey, better you than me, because I would have gave them a piece of mouth. Well, the heat has come, and they couldn't handle the heat, but you're like, don't worry about that. I ain't even worried about that. You're not worried about that because here's what you need to understand. Your root system has been spreaded out by the rivers. You are well saturated. So when the heat come, it don't dry you out. You're still moist and supple and bendable. You ain't gonna break because you dry and brittle. You ain't gonna burn up because the heat come. You are cool, comfortable. I wanna help somebody in the house. So next time folks get to talking to Karen, you just let them talk. Because they ain't talking about me. They talking about themselves. They ain't really talking about me, and it don't even matter. Because God, listen, shows them in the end who you are. Shall not even see. Next time you get worse, somebody been talking about you, you might have to calm down the people who told you he'd been talking about you. Don't worry about that, bit. Come on. Listen, it moves on because look at what it says. But her leaf shall be green. The tree's leaf. The blessed person's leaf shall be green. One translation says remain green. Another translation says continue to be green. One translation says never cease to be green. It's just green. Now keep in mind, the heat has come. And heat welts and withers and dries out and changes the color of things, but not the blessed person. Green says life and healthy, and it says that you are well rooted. And that's the way a blessed person is supposed to be. When the heat comes, you really find out how rooted folk are when the heat comes. Man, you can get folk cussing right in the church. Let enough heat come right here in the church. And you will find out that all the words they say don't come out of the Holy Bible. That heat will reveal how deep your roots run. And if they run near a source that will keep you watered. Listen at this again. It says, again, and the leaf, a leaf, shall be green. Meaning no matter what they go through, the leaf is still going to be green. They're still going to be positive. They're still going to be focused. They're still going to be who they are in spite of the heat. And listen at this, because it goes on and shows you another part. And shall not be careful. This word careful here means worried or anxious. In the year of drought. Now, what this word is saying here is, just because you're planted in the place God wants you in, it doesn't mean that there won't be a drought. It doesn't mean that stuff around you won't dry up. It doesn't mean that stuff around you won't change colors, that won't be productive, won't start crumbling. It doesn't mean that stuff around you won't change. But I want you to see this word. It says, and shall not be worried, anxious, careful in the not day, not week, not month, but year of drought. That's a long time. Because one of the things that you're also going to see is some people can stand a little stuff sometime. Some people can go through some stuff, but that's only for a day. Thank God the day is over. Some can make it through a week. Some can make it through a month. But very few can go through a year without any changes. Now keep in mind, the heat comes, the drought comes. That means it's a prolonged period of heat, which means that everything that is around them that does not have life-giving substance, and that's usually the rain and the dew that comes from above, that waters those things. A drought means that there is no water or no moisture that comes from above. Okay? Now, the tree that's planted is in the drought, along with the other trees that are in that same area. But because neither of them, the tree planted and the rest that are there, are getting rains and dews from heaven. So here is what is amazing. How can this one tree still have green leaves for this longer time? People you thought would have been able to hang got hung. People you thought who would have been able to last and deal with it to the end dried up. People you said, oh, I know that's a good Christian. I know that's a good brother. I know that's a good sister. They're going to be able to go through and take this, and they have folded up, withered, gotten weak, and changed in their appearance. And you, branches still stretched out wide, leaves still green, you still healthy, when everything is just a measure away from dying. Listen, they can't do you nothing because they done got worn out. They can just look at you and regret that you're blessed like you're blessed, but they can't do you nothing because God is with you. Look at this, look at this, look. And the Bible says that in this year of drought, they are not worried or anxious, because if it don't rain for another year, if no dew don't fall for another year, and if one creek dry up, he, she was planted by the rivers, by the waters by the stream. If one stream goes out, I've got some roots over here. I'm drawing from my root system. If that dries up, I got a stream right here. I'm drawing from my system. And the one you don't see behind me, if all of that dries up, I got some more coming up from the... I wish I had somebody here. So I'm not worried about the drought. Listen, because I got one more thing I'm going to say, and I'm closing this thing. It says, neither shall cease from yielding, bearing, delivering fruit. It's still in the producing business. Oh, y'all don't get this. Y'all don't get this. Listen, stuff barely alive, holding on for life itself. And here you are still healthy and producing in the worst situations. Can I tell somebody, just because you're going through don't mean you're supposed to be non-productive. Just because stuff ain't right don't mean you can't keep bearing fruit. Just because everything around you is not producing don't mean you get like them. You keep on in spite of what's going on producing, because that's what you were made to do, to produce fruit. Yes, yeah. Tell somebody, I'm made to produce fruit. I can't help but be fruitful. I don't care what's going on around me. It's what's going on in me that makes me produce fruit.
The doors of the church are open.
He'll do it all for you.